Support for WAMC comes from Proctors, presenting former Jersey Boys cast members in the group Under the Street Lamp, performing from the American Radio Songbook, October 25th, proctors.org. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is Jake Sorgan with WAMC Sports. The Giants and Tigers have been major league franchises for well over a century now, but they'll square off in the World Series for the first time, beginning tomorrow in San Francisco. The Giants are the National League champs following a 9-0 rout of the St. Louis Cardinals in Game 7 of the NLCS yesterday. Each member of the Giants' starting lineup scored a run and or collected an RBI by the end of the third inning in yesterday's game. That includes starting pitcher Matt Cain, who laced a run-scoring single in the second and limited the Cardinals to 5 hits over 5 2/3 innings. In Monday Night Football, the Chicago Bears generated just enough offense to complement another outstanding defensive performance. Brian Urlacher, Julius Peppers, and Zach Bowman each recovered one of Detroit's 6 fumbles, and the Bears improved to 5-1 by silencing the Lions 13-7. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says that he and others were disappointed in the quality of last year's Pro Bowl and that the league will consider dropping the Pro Bowl if the level of play doesn't improve. Appearing on SiriusXM NFL Radio's Town Hall last night, Goodell said, "If we cannot accomplish that kind of standard of high play, I am inclined to not play the Pro Bowl." Last year's game was won 59-41 by the AFC. And in preseason basketball yesterday, the Knicks and Carmelo Anthony returned to Melo's home turf, taking on the 76ers at the Carrier Dome in Syracuse. As a freshman at Syracuse, Anthony led the Orange to a 17-0 record at home in the Dome. The Knicks were not as lucky against Philadelphia, losing 98-90. Both Anthony and Raymond Felton finished with 23 points for the Knicks. Anthony also had 6 rebounds, 5 assists, and 4 steals. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.